You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Cavaliers down 3-1 to the Indiana Pacers. And the home team has won just one game so far in this series, and that was yesterday, as Indiana beating up the Cavaliers up by 41 points at halftime, biggest halftime lead in NBA playoff history, and leading by as many as 44, as the Cavaliers going from looking like world beaters in Game 3 in Indianapolis to just getting beat to snot in Game 4. But this series not terribly out of whack with some of the other things going on. The NBA playoffs have been a hoot, as long as you don't care about things going the way maybe you expect them to, Mr. Menigan.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, before we get too deep into those, let's get into a little media news involving the NBA and NBA partners and all that kind of stuff, and then we'll dig into the games itself. NBC has announced that Michael Jordan will be a special contributor to the project of NBC's NBA coverage.
Wow.
Yeah, no idea what that's going to mean, no idea what Michael will be paid for doing such things, but his royal heiress is going to grace us with his presence on the NBA and NBC.
We know what that means. It means NBC wrote a very big check.
Oh, yeah.
It has a it has a very Gretzky feel to it. I think the same way that TNT, I think TNT uses Gretzky the same way. So I kind of have that feeling. In fact, I read a great story this morning that Gretzky and Jordan were playing poker or something in Vegas, and Jordan put a $5 tip down on a drink, and Gretzky picked up the $5 chip, put it back there, and then grabbed one of the $100 chips that Jordan had sitting in front of him and put that on the tray instead. And he looked at Michael and said, "This is the way we tip in Las Vegas."
Nice. Okay.
Little story for you.
Wayne Gretzky on tipping, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. That'll be fun to hear Jordan do stuff. Michael's always been pretty blunt.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how many stories he'll tell.
I don't know.
I think it'd be great just to hear the stories.
We'll see for sure. So the next thing out of with the NBA of NBC is they're bringing back the old voice of the NBA on NBC, Jim Fagan, using artificial intelligence because Jim Fagan had passed away in 2017. And they're going to use AI to bring his voice back for the NBA on NBC. Do we like this? This feels creepy.
Does his family get paid
for
this?
That's all I care about. Yes.
Does his family get paid?
Gentlemen, I have no idea. My assumption would be yes, but that's merely an assumption.
I don't know. I don't even know what. I don't even remember Jim's voice on.
I don't either. NBC. I don't. It's not like John Facenda, which, by the way, if this works.
Yeah, right? They have the permission and cooperation from the Fagan family.
Okay, well, that's all that matters.
So
that means they're getting a check.
I hope so. They better. Scary, right? It's kind of scary to think about that.
It's creepy.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's, you know, because a lot of other people actually speak and have a voice.
Right. And it means that anybody who does voiceover work, now you're going to have to not only compete with the guys around you now, but the guys around you for the past. Like, at what point are we just then going to go, okay, let's get Cosell to do this. Let's get Howard Cosell to do this intro. And we'll just pay the Cosell family.
Or if you want Cosell, you could call Chris Berman.
I always thought it was...
We'll update it. And we'll have Vin Scully AI call Dodger games again. Like, it's just weird.
This is wild.
You know, there was one story where I kind of think it was kind of okay. Do you remember when Roger Ebert, you know, came down with thyroid and salivary cancer? Like, he had cancer.
Yeah, and he really couldn't speak.
And he couldn't speak at all, but he had done so many shows that they went back and clipped his voice from all of the things that he had been doing, and he would type it into a computer, and he was able to speak in his own voice through it. So I don't know. I look back at that. There could be some positive to it. I don't know. It is weird, though. You're right. It is kind of bizarre.
Bizarre.
All right, gentlemen, let's actually get to the basketball now.
Dan's got like seven things going and two hands in there.
Pretty much, man. It's
like hit the whip. Boom.
Yep. We're getting there.
Nice.
All right, let's begin with some of these other series. So let's begin at the other Eastern Conference series of the New York Knicks versus the Boston Celtics. Knicks up 2-1 in this series. The home team has yet to win a game in this series as well. The high score in this series, 115 points by the Celtics in game 3. Before that, it was the Knicks with 108. So it has been a physical series. It has been a low-scoring series, to state the least. Jeff, what are your thoughts?
Which, by the way, just remember I said that at the beginning. First to 120 is going to win, and every one of the games in the Cavs series has proved to be that.
Well, none of these
first to 120.
That, yeah.
I know. This is low-scoring, yeah.
What do you think of this series? And more than anything, what do you think of the Boston Celtics three-point shooting?
I think I can't stand the Boston Celtics three-point shooting. It's what has made them really, really good and what can take them right out of a game. And we saw that as they blew two 20-point leads against the Knicks. Weird thing about that series to me is, man, does it mirror the Cavs and the Pacers series? Now, the road team winning each of the first two games, and then the road team down 2-0 in game 3 goes in and kicks butt in game 3 on the road. So that's been really weird. We'll see how the Celtics respond tonight. Maybe more so, we'll see how the Knicks respond, because the Knicks are in the exact same situation that Indiana was in last night in game 4 against the Cavaliers. We'll see if they come up with a Pacer-like effort against the Celtics in game 4.
All I know is it's a super tough ticket to get, isn't it? They were saying that the thousands of dollars to get into the Garden for the game 3, and then everywhere you turned, I mean, Celebrity Row was on fire. Do they get in for free, Jeff? Do you know?
I don't believe
the celebrities.
So.
I got to believe they're paying, especially for...
I don't think so on playoff games.
There's just no way. I mean, there were superstar after superstar after superstar sitting... JR was there. Did you see it? J.R. Smith was there.
Oh, he was chronicling it.
Yeah.
His journey to get there with all the stops and delays and all that he had with the airports. And
like JR.
It was pretty entertaining.
I thought it was pretty entertaining, too. I just...
Shirt?
That was almost like the hors d'oeuvre for the Cavalier game, if you watched it, because there was no way Boston was going to lose game 3. They jumped out. It was over. And
well, it was like the Cavs in game 3. It was the same thing.
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, you're right.
The same thing.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I just... do we want Boston to tie it up? I don't know.
I don't care. I just want good basketball.
Thank you. I was just going to say the same thing.
I root for good basketball. Yeah. Good basketball beats all fandoms.
I'm not going to lie. I wanted the Knicks to win because I wanted them to be up 3-0.
I've really enjoyed watching the Knicks. I think they play a better brand of basketball than the Celtics play. I don't mean that they're a better team. I don't know that. I just, in the first two games of the series, the Celtics jacked up 100 threes. I mean, come on, man. Ugh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's move to the Western Conference. The Oklahoma City Thunder are tied with the Denver Nuggets 2-2 for that series.
Yeah.
So let's start with one thing, and then we'll talk about the series itself, which is the difference of Game 3 and Game 4. So Game 3 was played on a Friday night. It went into overtime. The Nuggets ended up beating the Thunder 113-104. Game 4 was then on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was a really fast turnaround. You heard a lot of people having thoughts and complaints on the idea that these guys only had like 36 hours off, if then some, before then having to turn around and play. Do you guys play into that a little bit? Is that right that that's what happened to this? Because the final score of Game 4 was 94-87, and let me tell you, the first two quarters of that game, I'm 99% sure nobody may have hit the rim. Like, it was some bad shots.
They don't play back-to-back games 2 days in a row in the NBA playoffs, correct?
Correct.
So, who cares?
So you think this is all just hot air?
Gut it out, fellas. Right. Same situation for both teams. The NBA will play 3 games in 4 days. They'll play back-to-back games. That's just the way this league plays, and that's not a bad thing. If you don't want that, then shorten the season to about 60 games and cut revenues by 25%.
And if
see how that'll go over.
The other thing is, I mean, if you're playing, it should be advantage home team, right? If it's a quick turnaround, the advantage should go to the home team. But
and the advantage should go to the team that's playing more than 5 guys.
Well, that's true, too.
Which is the Oklahoma City Thunder to begin with.
Yeah.
Because the Nuggets are basically down to 5 guys. And 4 of them they trust, and 1 of them is Michael Porter Jr., who has like basically football pads on his shoulder right now because it's so goofed up.
But the Nuggets had 8 points in the first quarter of that game. I mean, they had hardly anything.
Matchup though. If you're Oklahoma City, what team would you not want to see? Probably would have been Denver. You know, with the MVP sitting there and defending champs and a little fired up after Michael Malone getting canned and everything else. That's a tough matchup for a number one seed.
Well, they flummoxed Jokic in this series, so I want to see what this ends up turning into, because they've really made him work.
Well, and that's the idea, right?
And they've sped him up, and that's tough, dude, because that dude does not get sped up for anybody, and he has definitely playing at a pace that is not suited for him to play. So I want to see what Game 5 looks with on that one. Let's go to the other series.
That's going
to
be fun.
Minnesota Timberwolves have a 2-1 lead over the Golden State Warriors right now. The biggest story of this series has been Steph Curry and what is happening with his hamstring. I guess he went through a workout before Game 3. Might be able to make his way back for Game 4, which will be tonight. We'll keep you up to date on any of those through our 2020 reports. But went through a workout with that hamstring. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Because Jimmy Butler carrying the weight can only do so much.
This is the, that one's going on too series. You know, you've got the number one seeds going at it with, you know, the Cavs and Oklahoma City, and you got the Knicks and the Celtics, and then you have, what are they, the sixth and seventh seeds in the Western Conference going at it? It's like, oh yeah, those guys are playing. But it's competitive series. We'll see. Minnesota, I think, is a sneaky good team. And I think they picked up some experience that might be vital to them.
So if Steph
we'll see how they go. I do like their team.
Minnesota goes 3-1 if Steph doesn't play, don't they?
Well,
Minnesota picks it up.
You would think so.
Yeah. Steph's got to play. They have to have Steph to win. They have to.
You would think so.
All right, kids. And that's your NBA playoff roundup.
Rip run. Roundup. Hootin' tootin'.
Hit it one more time, will you? Thank you. Appreciate that very much.
It's kind of weird how much you like that. I'm not going to lie. Feeling uncomfortable. Dan?
Who has stood out, stepped up? Who have you been impressed with? I know the Cavs are down 3-1. Who have you been impressed with? Andy just rolled his eyes. I can't wait to hear his response. It's coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.